number. In the meantime, I want to talk about just a fascinating and equally concerning subject that comes out of Europe and may well affect, well, all of us. It involves SIM card technology. And the SIM card being, of course, this small piece of technology goes into your phone. Broadly speaking, it makes the telecommunications world go round. Well, Telstra, Optus, Vodafone, all these guys may be forced to order the recall of mobile phone SIM cards in Australia based on leaked documents from Ed Snowden that reportedly show that the NSA and the GCHQ, so we're talking about the United States government and the British government, carried out a significant operation stealing encryption keys used to protect the privacy of cell phone communications across the globe. Now, Dutch company Gemalto was the subject of the hack. They're the largest SIM card manufacturer in the world. Telstra here in Australia, according to Fairfax News, have confirmed that they are a significant supplier of the technology to them. It's an extraordinary story, and it's unfolding even as we speak. Our tech security expert, Steele Gearing, has been watching it closely. G'day, Steele.
G'day, Will. Where should we start here? A quick primer on what SIM cards do?
Let's start there.
Okay, very simply, the SIM card does two things. One is that it identifies your device to the telecommunications network. In other words, it says your phone is a Telstra phone or an Optus phone or a Vodafone phone and says, okay, any calls or data sent or whatever, bill it to this account. The other thing it does is encrypt your phone conversations and your data transmissions so they're secure, so that eavesdroppers can't listen in either, you know, with a radio receiver to intercept the radio waves in the air or when they're flowing through the phone network. And every single SIM card has its own unique encryption key. The problem is those encryption keys are set by the manufacturer and can't be changed because they're part of this whole system. So Gemalto, I keep getting their name wrong.
Oh, but anyway, I've been practicing it all afternoon.
Yeah. I still can't get it right. Okay, they're a Dutch company, but they've got 28 facilities around the world, which they call personalization facilities, which are where they actually make the SIM cards and burn the secret numbers into them, and then they ship those off to the telcos. They've got 30% of the market globally. There are 1.5 billion SIM cards out there being used today that were made by this company. Because it's not just mobile phones, it's things like those little handheld credit card reading machines they might hand you over the counter of a shop. They're things like soft drink vending machines, because that's how they report back that they're running out of cans of soft drink and someone comes around to refill them. And some of the ones in now, there's a few of them that even take your credit card, so you can pay for a single can of soft drink on FPOS and things like that. All manner of things use these smart cards. Anything where you see that little gold-coloured spot like you have on a SIM card or like you have on your smarter credit card, any technology. And Gemalto is the biggest player in this. And so what's alleged to have happened, there was a story that came out on Friday in the US from The Intercept, who have all of the Edward Snowden documents, and they're saying that one of the documents in there says that back in 2010, 2011, the American and British spies got into Gemalto's network, a hack, and had complete run of their network and therefore could have got hold of these big lists of SIM card encryption keys. Now, at this stage, we don't know how long the spooks were in the network. We don't know how many SIM cards might be compromised in this way. Gemalto is making a statement to the press in Paris mid to late evening Australian time, depending on where you are.
Right.
So they are claiming initially that No, the systems are secure and we don't expect any major financial impact. Personally, I wonder how they can know that.
Yeah.
Because and the reason I say that is that in the vast majority of cases, people don't find out that their network has been hacked. And by people, I mean large organisations. until months later. Mm. There is a major report done each year by Verizon, the big American communications company, into what are called data breaches. That is, someone has got into your network and they have managed to steal some of the data, some of the good secrets. And the numbers have been consistent for years. In about two-thirds of the cases, they don't find out for months. And in two-thirds of the cases, they only find out because some third party tells them. Either their bank lets them know, or law enforcement, or a contractor is called in to look at some other problem and says, hey, by the way, I think I've just found evidence that we've had hackers in your network for the last 6 months.
So presumably then there are cases where they never find out.
Correct.
Mm. Do we know what you can do once you have a SIM card encryption key? What does it enable you to do?
Pretty much everything. Certainly it allows you to create a duplicate of that SIM card and then log in as you. So if I had your SIM card encryption key, I could just connect a mobile device to the network globally, send text messages in your name. And so if you're thinking in spy land, I could send a text message as if I were a member of Al-Qaeda, arranged to meet me at a certain location or whatever. I could, let's get creative later perhaps and not go down that rabbit hole now. Mm. More importantly, it means you can listen in on these encrypted communications. If I've got your SIM card encryption key, I can listen in on your phone calls. If I've previously recorded that encrypted phone call, I can go back and decode that recording. And all of that is then possible without you knowing it, without the telecommunications network knowing it, without having had to get a warrant, without leaving any trace on the network whatsoever.
A lot of people will hear this, and the common refrain you hear is, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you've got nothing to hide. But I just wonder...
That old chestnut. Yeah. You closed your curtains there. You wore trousers to work today,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got nothing to hide.
Yeah, exactly. but the reality, surely, if anything we learn from this is that wherever this data is being stored, however benevolent that might well be, it's not necessarily safe, is it? I mean, you might think you're being entirely innocent in your dealings, but who knows what someone else can do when they get hold of that information, or if it's being stored and kept somewhere. It's cold comfort to think I would say that the current people that have it aren't going to misuse it.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a few points to make on this. One is that all of the encryption and security on mobile phones it's built on systems designed more than 20 years ago, and we've kind of learned a few things since then. If we were doing it today, we wouldn't have done it this way. If you can imagine this, that Gemalto will be making these SIM cards, and they'll ship them in batches of hundreds of thousands at a time. They might send 400,000 SIM cards to a major telecommunications company in one batch. That's probably not even a quarter of a container load, because there's SIM cards just the size of a credit card when it's in its packaging. They send them off in batches, and then they'll separately send a few disks containing the encryption codes to the telco as well, and that's sent by courier. And there's a feeling in the information security industry that maybe this isn't all done as securely as it could be if we really thought it through. I'm being polite here.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a wake-up call. The other thing to think about is that, all right, this is a revelation that US and UK spooks have been doing this. Well, other countries have spooks too. Let's talk China, let's talk Russia, let's talk Iran, let's talk Al-Qaeda, let's talk Islamic State. Who knows? You could argue that the NSA and GCHQ are sort of in the major league of spies, as it were.
Yeah.
But maybe the second division is capable of doing an act like this as well. Mm. Who knows?
And look, just to be clear on this point, there's not any way people can protect themselves from this kind of access, is it? I mean, there's no point wrapping the phone in alfoil or anything.
No. There's precisely nothing you can do. It's as if someone had a duplicate key to your house. They can come and go as they please, and there's nothing you can do about it except change the lock. And in this case, the equivalent of changing the lock is to get a new SIM card, which will come with its own individual brand new encryption key. So what we're potentially looking at is a massive recall of SIM cards. Now, Wow. Gibraltar is saying it won't be a problem, but we'll have details tonight, our time. I guess it's wait and see. Because I mean, it's going to be one of those balancing tricks, isn't it? That at one level, for a telco like, well, Telstra is the biggest. What's that, 6 or 8 million customers or something like that?
Yeah.
You know, recalling millions of SIM cards. Now, all right, we get a new SIM card perhaps when we change devices or change phone numbers, but there are plenty of others that have been sitting in people's phones for years. And you know, you wouldn't have changed the SIM card in a soft drink vending machine or a point of sale terminal or a credit card reading terminal in a pub.
Mm.
You know, all of that will be revealed, I suppose, when we have this press conference in Paris tonight, not in the Netherlands, even though it's a Dutch company. But I assume that's because that's a more convenient place for the Western European press to get to.
Give you an indication of the size and the scale of the story. And with respect to Gibraltar, they're going to say it's not a doomsday until, well, it's doomsday, because this would be this would be the end for them, wouldn't it? I mean, it's not like can say, well, you only have to initiate a recall for a third or a fifth of our products. I mean, you don't know the scale of no one knows the scale of the breach.
Well, that's it. We don't know yet. And again, to put a scale on it, as I said, there are 1.5 billion SIM cards out there today that were made by Gibraltar. That's in use. All of the major US carriers were affected. All of the Australian carriers are affected, and people all around the world. Now, I've had people tell me, look, Gibraltar is one of our clients in Australia. They have a facility in Australia, obviously, because you make this stuff as local as possible so you don't have to ship it around the world. They said the place is built like a fortress, as you'd expect, and their internet security is the same. But then, as we've seen over recent years, even if you're meant to be some of the best security people on the planet, mistakes are made. You can even argue that Edward Snowden himself, in the most secure of them all, America's NSA, he got out with millions of documents.
Yeah, and it's still making newspaper fodder even today.
Absolutely.
Incredible story still, and we'll doubtless catch up with you again when the next chapter plays out.
Well, the next chapter will be tomorrow when Gibraltar have overnight our time revealed the scale of this. They say it's not much. We shall see.
Still, Gary, appreciate your time.
Cheers, Will.
It's our IT security commentator, Stil Gehring, on this extraordinary story that's playing out as we speak in Europe about SIM card technologies in mobile phones here in Australia, but beyond that, contactless payment systems, software that's in, not software, but the cards that are in soft drink dispensing machines. The scale of it is just phenomenal. Incredible to think what could happen next.